Hey everybody, welcome back. It's still Daisy Doe and Shay, and you are tuned in to Candidly Eclectic. Today, in celebration of Daisy Doe's upcoming birthday, we're going to dive into a discussion about our birthday traditions, memories, and plans. We know that birthdays can be so fun, yet can also overwhelm or upset people. Wherever you fall on that scale, please let us know any stories you want to share in the comments or an email. And, side note,
okay,
we are talking to an official college graduate.
Woohoo!
I have officially graduated college yesterday, and celebrations are still going. I don't know why, but yes, I finally did it. 15 years in the making.
Woohoo!
All right, continue.
All right. Do you have any plans for this birthday?
For this birthday? My birthday's on a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working till 3.
Okay.
I'm going to, I guess, sort of. I'm going to treat myself to Starbucks.
Okay.
And then just go home and relax.
Okay.
We might go out to dinner to a restaurant by our house.
Mm-hmm.
But the real, the real celebration won't be until May 31st
mm-hmm.
with the whole family. And that'll be
okay.
At the beach house. So.
Okay.
But for me, my big celebration isn't until 2 weeks later, which
mm-hmm.
is fine. Because my younger brother has a birthday also in May. So we're going to combine his birthday and my birthday together.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yes. What about you?
This year, you and I are doing a little road trip.
Yes.
With my family.
Yep. I'm
and
so
then
excited.
I am also having some friends, my mom's
mm-hmm.
friends and stuff, are invited to go to the zoo with me
mm-hmm.
earlier.
Yeah.
But
oh, I can go to that.
Oh, okay.
I just double checked. Sorry.
Yeah. And then I think that's all I'm doing this year.
Nice.
Yeah, no, that's all I'm doing this year.
Nice. Low key.
Yeah.
Don't worry. You might get a surprise.
Oh, good.
Do you have any birthday events, or do you like a low key day? I think we both just answered this.
Yeah. Normally, I go low-key just with
yeah.
my family, but this
yeah.
year's a milestone, so.
Yeah. For you, I already
yeah.
hit that milestone.
So I'm okay, we'll do something.
Yeah.
Okay. What is your most memorable birthday?
I'm going to have to say, I think it was my 8th or 9th birthday party. I had a babysitter.
Mm-hmm.
Her name was Sasha. She was 6'1".
Oh, God.
Blonde, skinny, healthy skinny.
Mm-hmm.
But she had the long blonde hair. So I asked her if she could be my real. So
mm-hmm.
I was obsessed with Barbies when I was little.
Mm-hmm.
You know where I'm going with this?
Oh
I asked her to be my real life Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a Barbie party. So she dressed up and we dressed up in my mom's dresses. I invited some of my friends
mm-hmm.
and there was 6 or 7 of us. And she did all of our makeup.
Okay.
So it was nice. It was
yeah.
that was probably my favorite one. I can't really remember any of my other birthdays. I don't know if that's bad. that's a little sad. I can't. That's the only one I remember.
Okay.
So we talk about it still. I'm do you remember the time we had a Barbie themed
mm-hmm.
and Sasha came? I was like, yeah, I love that. And,
mm-hmm.
She was my babysitter. Loved her. She
okay.
Loved all my other babysitters, but she stood out the most because she was 6 foot tall, long
mm-hmm.
blonde hair.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you?
I have two, but one is a bad one.
Don't do the bad one. Do the
I'm gonna go with the good one.
Okay, good.
And
only good things in this.
It was, I think it was turning 7.
Okay.
And I had my first birthday party ever in the caboose outside the McDonald's in Mount Holly.
Okay.
Because I wanted to go to a party in the caboose. And so we decided to have my party in the caboose.
Of a train.
Please note, there was no other train parts there. It was just caboose.
Why?
I don't know, but we drove past it so much. Yeah. I was just like, I want to be in the caboose. But this was also the age where, like, we went to the Red Caboose Motel.
Okay.
Which is in Stroudsburg, PA, I think.
Okay.
Let me Google that really fast. And if I just said the wrong name, I'm going to feel very silly. But it's, you can sleep in a caboose.
Well, that's pretty cool. There's a,
Oh, it's in Ronk, PA.
Oh, you're kind of close.
But yes, Red Caboose Motel, it's called.
Oh, nice. There's a place in Pittsburgh, like outside of Pittsburgh. It's called it's a restaurant, mm-hmm. and it's right by the train station. So the building of, like, the train station?
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, it's a miniature train station.
Yeah.
It's a restaurant. It got turned into a restaurant, and you can see, it's literally, the train goes right by it every time.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a train up front.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so cool. We go there every other year for when we go out to Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So, it's, like, called the train, it's literally called the train station. Restaurant.
Yeah, you can choose to rent, stay in, mm-hmm. I guess you should say. A couple's caboose.
Aw.
A large family caboose.
Oh my gosh. We should so do
that. A baggage car. I want to go back to that so bad.
We should. We should do another road trip.
We should. And it's only like 2 to 3 hours away.
That's not bad. We can split the driving if we needed to.
You can do baggage car, mail car,
oh.
farmhouse efficiency.
We should do a kind birthday for you and me. Even though
halfway.
We should do that. You pick where you want to sleep.
Okay. You can do a small family caboose. You can stay in their farmhouse. There's a honeymoon caboose. That's too much.
It's only maybe. That'd be different. Instead of doing PC or...
oh my gosh.
I'd probably want to go to the Pocono. I don't even know. Anyway, sorry.
Farmhouse suite.
That's cute.
Medium family caboose.
So, like,
double caboose.
So, if we did double, how big is that? We only need a medium size, right?
Yeah, it's 2 double beds, 207 square feet.
That'd be big enough for us? How much would that be?
Let's see. Complete side note.
Sorry, guys. We're planning our halfway birthdays.
Surprise! Woohoo! Coming along with us.
When we plan stuff, it's usually sometimes when we plan stuff, it's usually planned ahead of time, or it's like this, where we're like, we'll find something, and we're like, oh, we're going.
Yep.
So we're doing camping at the zoo, which I just announced to my parents on Thursday night at dinner.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, we're going camping at the zoo. Which one? Phoenixville, right?
Elmwood.
Elmwood, whatever. At Phoenixville. It's like an hour and a half mm-hmm. away. And the next question I got from my dad was, who's driving? I said, I'm driving. And the next question was, you gonna be okay with that? I was like, yep, I have my GPS. I will be fine. Everything's going to be okay. And then my mom chimes in with, you have to go over a bridge, right? You're gonna be okay with that? I'm like, yes, I will be fine. If anything happens, we will be fine. It'll be a challenge because I've never driven over a bridge. Mm-hmm. I take that back. I have driven over a bridge.
True.
But it was years ago. Anyway, besides the point. Anyway, sorry for the side story, guys. We're planning our halfway birthday celebration already.
Okay. We will continue this. We will continue planning this.
Yes.
For the podcast.
Yes. Sorry. Was it your turn or my turn? We got so sidetracked.
We did get so sidetracked.
Oh, the memorable one. You were talking about the caboose.
Yes. That's how this started.
Yes.
So now you get to ask the next one.
Do you have any traditions on your birthday?
No. I just kind of do whatever the heck I want every year. Okay. Except if I have the time, I take my birthday off if it's on a weekday.
Okay.
That's my tradition. How about you?
We do a family, like a family gathering. But when COVID hit, during COVID, it was tough because we couldn't be with everybody. So we ended up FaceTime, like Zoom calling or FaceTiming for my birthday. And it was sad, but it was still fun to do. So tradition is we all like gather together and like we celebrate everyone's the May birthdays together. But as kids, my younger brother and I, since our birthdays are literally 6 days apart, but we're 7 years apart in age. I think when we were younger, we would separate our birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
But when my grandma would come, we would combine them.
Okay.
And then me as a kid trying to share the spotlight with somebody else younger than me, I kind of slightly tried to steal the spotlight from my younger brother. But now, like, older, it's like, hey, do you mind if we... I was like, no. I was like, I really don't care. I'm 33, going to be 34 in 3 days. Yes, I'm old. I think I'm old. Then I just did the math, and I'll be 40 in 6 years. Oh, my gosh. I just think traditions are nice for your birthday, but if you want to stop doing the traditions, like this year, I'm getting done work at 3, I'm going to treat myself to Starbucks, and I'm just going to, what I call vegetate, meaning like I relax, I go do whatever I want, and then at dinner, we do like a mini celebration just for me, and then open gifts, and then the bigger family party will be later in the week, later down the month, which is fine. And then I'll be at the beach. So, what about you?
Yeah, no, it's just taking off if it's weekday and I have the time.
I used to do that. I was going to take off this year and I realized how certain people will call out and it just ruins everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I said I'll be done at 3.
So I get that makes sense. Day,
which means I won't take a lunch break.
Okay.
Fine with me. Sorry, guys. I'm kind of thirsty. I'm opening a soda. We're going to do this really quick. There we go. Sorry, guys.
It did sound kind of cool. Like a sound effect.
Yeah. Oh, we're getting ready for more fireworks. Sorry, we had fireworks yesterday at my house. I'm surprised the cops were not called. As loud as they were. Okay.
Okay. Do you prefer getting presents or people's presents as gifts?
So people showing up.
Yeah.
That's a good question. When I was younger, I loved getting the gifts.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. Now, it's just... I still like getting them.
Mm-hmm.
But if I am excited for someone to show up, like if I have... You threw me a surprise party for my 30th.
Mm-hmm.
And you surprised me with someone showing up, and I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
And that was fun.
Yeah.
But I don't talk to that person anymore. But I did speak to this person yesterday because I posted on Snapchat and they saw it and said, congratulations, I'm so proud of you. Had a miniature conversation, but I ended it. And I was like, all right, whatever. Depending on, this is actually a kind of a hard question. I don't want to sound selfish, like at 33, but I kind of want to, I love getting the gifts, but I know that if I know, if I know I'm not getting the gift that I asked for,
mm-hmm.
I will be upset.
Yeah.
So I wanted, for this year, I've been hinting mm-hmm. as a graduation gift and a birthday gift. I know I'm not getting it. A corgi puppy.
Mm-hmm.
I've been begging. I'm like, I want a corgi puppy. And then my aunt, who was just here,
mm-hmm.
said, which one? I was like, brown and white tan one. She goes, no. The one with the tail or the one without the tail?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, the one with the tail because it's cuter. And mm-hmm. But I also like the one without the tail because it's a little nub. Mm-hmm. Their butts look like a heart. Sorry. I don't think I even answered this.
Kind of?
To me, it doesn't really matter. But okay. If there's somebody who's there that I don't want or not a really big fan of, like, I feel like I have to be... It's both, kind of. Mm-hmm. I like the gifts and I like being able to see everybody who's there, who can make okay. it. If that answers it. So both, kind of.
Okay.
But it depends on my mood. Okay. If that makes sense. If I had a rough day. Sorry, guys. I am so sorry. All right. What about you?
Same. Like, yeah. It's both. Like, yeah. I love seeing people. That's why I invite people.
Yeah. But if you invite somebody that you don't want and they show up, what do you do then? That's a good question. So if you invited someone that you and I used to be friends with and they...
I'd be fine with that.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. If I invited her, I want her.
Well, if, but like, if she found out that you're doing this and then she pulled a why wasn't I invited thing, then how do you get out of that?
She does know what's happening. And she is
invited. Little mad. You invited her?
Mm-hmm.
I'll still come, but I'll have to be civil. Are we talking about the same person here?
Yeah.
That's gonna be interesting. All right, I think we'll be fine.
But like, especially for like milestone birthdays, yeah. That's when I invite like
big,
like my aunt,
yeah,
my mom's
yeah.
friends,
like your
stuff.
Family members,
people,
yeah.
who I don't see often.
Yeah.
So
as you should. I didn't invite anybody to my milestone birthday. My 30th. I think for my 30th, I really wanted to go out, like, go big.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I did.
Okay.
Because I think, no, I was still then, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was still, like, COVID time.
Yeah. So it was hard to invite everybody that you yeah. really wanted.
And remind me to tell you, I talked to somebody else that we both know, different than who you just said.
Yeah.
And, Okay. And she said she might be inviting you to hers because she's turning 30 this year, too.
That's going to be a little awkward because
yeah.
I don't talk to her anymore. I haven't talked to her since when we all went bowling or something.
Yeah. Or at the mall or whatever it was.
Wait, your or mine?
Mine.
Oh, well, she just said congratulations to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Sorry, guys. We have our own little language here, so.
Yeah.
Because we can't give away names that we never got permission to
yeah.
use. So if you hear us pause and then you hear us say, oh, yeah, mm-hmm. that means
we know who we're talking about.
And I know who we are talking about, but we cannot disclose the names because
yeah.
for privacy reasons.
I should have asked her if I could say her name on the podcast when I talked to her the other day.
I just talked to her. I'm about to ask her now because I just talked to her today because I didn't get to see her. Okay. Yes, I will be there for her for that one. Sorry, guys. We're a little rusty because
yeah.
it's been a while. And with my work schedule and Shay's work schedule, like I've been going through just with the whole graduation thing and trying to plan it and trying to get everything running smoothly. The way I wanted it to go. I think I did pretty good, but I think people were getting annoyed with me, which I get. But this is like this was my one in a lifetime big event of mine, if that made any sense. Anyway, I'm so sorry. And
you're
I am
very
like so
sidetracked.
I am so excited. Like I am like my brain right now is like, oh my God. I am on like hyperactive mode right now. Because I haven't seen Shay in a while and
yeah.
I open her gifts because I won't see her on my actual birthday. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'll message her.
Okay.
All right. What number are we on?
We are on 6.
Okay.
So it's your turn.
Okay. What is the best gift you've ever received for your birthday?
Oh, gosh. We are giggling.
So I had a Tarzan phase. And I should look it up and see if it was a playset or what. But I got a toy of baby Tarzan from the Disney movie. And he's in his little diaper. And I just carried that thing around all the time. He was like in my pocket. I'd be like, I'm bored. Baby Tarzan.
Aww. Sorry, I just got a message from one of my coworkers saying that she left a gift at my house, and she was just double-checking. Sorry, this is what we mean when we sidetrack. We are like squirrel brains right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a blonde. Well, back to blonde. Mm-hmm. Anyway. This is why I love doing these. Because we... Okay. What was the question again? I am so sorry!
Oh, what is the best gift you've ever received for your birthday? I'm gonna look up the baby Tarzan toy.
That's what you got?
Yes, it made me very happy because I had tiny, palm-sized baby Tarzan.
Aw. I never got my corgi puppy, so that's not the best. If I ever get a corgi puppy as a birthday gift or a Christmas gift, that would be the best. Yeah, what?
I found it online in a sealed package, and I could buy it. Okay, it was Mattel Disney Tarzan, Baby Tarzan, and Kala Vintage 1999 sealed package. So I got it when I was 4.
Aww.
But I was like, literally, he'd be in my pocket, and I'd be like, look at Baby Tarzan. Look at his big ears.
Aww.
Because one of my favorite scenes in the Disney Tarzan is... when he falls and is rolling down the net as a baby, and Kala is like lifting him up by the diaper and pulling him through the like a crack in the floor, and then tries to pick him up, and he's just bouncing, and his butt is smacking against the bottom of the floor, and the leopard or the jaguar or whatever it is like trying to catch him, and he's just like,
as any baby would.
And I'm just like, oh my gosh, this is iconic.
Yes.
So, baby Tarzan. And I'm going to have to...
I think I have a best gift. I like, 21st birthday, I got a new phone, but it was like one of, like, the slide-up phones. So that really wasn't... I don't really have a best gift,
okay,
to be honest. It's like, if you want me to try to go down memory lane,
mm-hmm,
trying to go back all those years and remember what I got,
mm-hmm,
it's impossible. Like, recently, okay, maybe, let's talk about this girl again. I got concert tickets,
mm-hmm,
to go see Jonas Brothers at Boardwalk Hall for my birthday. In AC. So that was kind of one of them. It was AC, and then we also went to Philly. But we... Wells Fargo... No. It was BB&T Pavilion. We saw them at BB&T Pavilion, I think. And Boardwalk Hall.
Okay.
So I think one of the gifts... Yeah, the Jonas Brothers concert tickets was pretty nice.
Okay.
As a birthday gift.
I should say the sad ending of Baby Tarzan and why I now need to look
get a new one.
Yeah, I dropped him in the toilet.
Well, I got some.
I was trying to give him a bath in like a Barbie toy on the side of
the bathtub. Yeah.
And then I turned and my elbow hit him and he went right in the toilet.
Oh, no.
And I was like, Baby Tarzan!
You couldn't push him out?
I did, but then I was like, ooh, it's dirty now.
Just bleach it. Oh, I forgot. If you bleach it, it's going to discolor everything.
So he did not survive.
And he went for almost a swim.
So, oh. And my dad was like, what did you do? I was like, I killed Baby Tarzan. I'm so sad. And then they couldn't find that Baby Tarzan toy.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to be like, Mommy, look. look what I found. And she's going to be like, no. I'm going to be like, but it was my favorite.
Yeah.
And that, like, that year I even had a birthday cake that had Tantor and Turk on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was from my mom's birthday and my birthday, because my mom, my sister, and I all...
September.
Yeah. And we had the party, or just family get-together, I should call it,
yeah,
at my... where we live now. Mm-hmm. We still had the pool in the backyard, yeah, and it was heated, so yeah, we had a swimming party.
Put in that pool.
And so I was like, okay. And the birthday... cake said happy birthday to blank, yeah, and Shay,
yeah,
but my real name. And so I was like, okay. And I remember playing with the cake topper, mm-hmm, and getting the baby Tarzan. And then to try to console me on the loss of baby Tarzan into the toilet, they got me Barbie Tarzan, full grown.
Aww.
And I was like, this is great, but this is not baby Tarzan.
This is not what I really want.
So, and it's not, if anyone's randomly looking this up, it's not Tarzan, like, as a kid. It's literally Tarzan as a baby.
Yeah.
And he's all.
Yeah. Very nice.
Yes. I love Tarzan. Disney Tarzan.
I never got into it. But if you look, if you watch it now as an adult, and if you know where your mind is going,
mm-hmm,
and yeah, this movie should be, no offense to Disney, but I'm surprised people haven't started complaining about it. About, yeah, the one scene with Jane, and he's like, in her dress. Like, picking up her dress. Mm-hmm. That's a little, yeah, this is like what starts wars. So we're not.
Okay.
Your turn or mine?
It's mine now.
Okay.
Did you have birthday parties growing up?
Heck yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I had two.
I had them every year.
We
would have like family come over and everything. But yeah, I always had birthday parties growing up. Now, minus the 30th.
Mm-hmm.
But now, it's not even a party,
mm-hmm,
in my mind. It's just a family get-together.
Yeah.
So it's... no offense to anybody who is coming on the 31st. It's not a party.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a family get-together. It's nothing special anymore.
I had the one when I was 7 in the caboose.
Yeah.
And then...
Little Red... Do you know that song? Little,
yes,
Red Caboose. I don't know the word. Sorry, guys.
The other one was... I was either turning 15 or 16.
Okay.
I had told my friends in high school, I was like, you know, I don't think I've ever had, like, a big birthday party.
Yeah.
And they asked my mom. And
roller skating birthday party. I remember that.
That's
the surprise bowling party. Oh, my God. Sorry. The surprise. I did have a surprise. Okay. Did we ask that question yet?
No, not yet.
Okay. Okay. I almost just ruined it. All right. Continue. Sorry. See, guys? This is why.
So.
When we are not together for... we are apart from each other this long.
I was like, okay. Yeah, guys, I don't think I've had one. And because I had completely forgotten my caboose birthday party.
Yeah.
And so they threw me a surprise party.
Aww.
For either 15 or 16.
Very
and it
nice.
Was fun. And the sad part is, I don't talk to any of them anymore.
Yeah.
Except maybe...
remember my 16th birthday party.
Except maybe the girl we were just talking about,
yes,
who's also turning, mm-hmm, 30 this year.
Yeah.
So, because I remember if that was right before she moved here.
Okay.
Or if we were friends with her and she... because...
okay, yeah, you guys. Yeah, yeah.
That was high school.
Yeah.
Okay. Your turn.
What is your favorite birthday treat?
Hmm.
I can tell
follow
you.
Follow up question.
Yeah.
Do we mean like go to the store and get a treat or like cake ice cream kind of thing?
So I think it's if you are having like a birthday party,
mm-hmm,
and you invite everybody, like what is your favorite treat? Like if you have people bring,
okay,
stuff to your birthday party,
mm-hmm,
like food wise,
mm-hmm,
and they bring something that you like I'm gonna say strawberry shortcake, whatever. I don't know.
We just made that too.
I know you did.
Yep.
Nice.
Sidetrack yet again.
Woohoo! We're so good at that. That should be our superpower.
It should. What superpower do you have?
We can sidetrack
with the festival.
Yes. And we can kind of think the same thing, telepathy wise, sometimes. And we usually say the same stuff at the same time.
Yeah.
Just like what we just did. So. You're not sisters by birth. We are sisters by friends.
Yes.
That made any sense. Sisters, what's that thing from Liv and Maddie that say?
Oh.
Friends by...
No, sisters by chance, friends by choice.
Yeah.
I knew exactly what you were talking about.
I used to love that show. Anyway! Okay, so, favorite birthday treat. It could be like, chips, dip, whatever.
Okay.
So, like, if your mom was planning your birthday party now, and you had no idea, and it was a surprise, and she invited, like, her friends, me, your friends, some of your friends that you and I still talk to, and she asked all of us to bring a treat, one of your favorite treats. That, like, if we were talking like that way.
Dunkaroos.
Okay.
And, like, you can buy them now.
Yeah.
But there was many years where you couldn't buy them. And I think they've changed the recipe a little. So I would, like, make the internet Dunkaroo recipe. Yeah. So.
Dunkaroos. I never had Dunkaroos. We were not allowed to have them.
I only got them on special occasions because of the food dye in them. We couldn't have Gushers.
We couldn't have, like, my mom was, like, yeah, if I wanted Gushers or, like, fruit roll-ups, it was a very rare occasion she would get them. She would get them maybe for, like, the beach, and we were only allowed to have one, but we had to have a fruit with it or something healthy with it. So it, like, balances out.
Okay. How about you? Do you have a favorite birthday treat?
When I was younger, I would love cake. Love it. But now, since I'm very
health conscious.
Yes. I cheated this week. Okay. Thursday I had a Reese's peanut butter pie.
Oh.
From La Campagnola with a candle in it. So the restaurant was like, oh, happy belated birthday to you, my brother, and happy birthday, early birthday to you. I said, thank you. And they're like, say congratulations because I'm graduating anyway. So I literally had to get out of my chair across from the table and go sit next to my brother. And I was like, I say this every time when Jack, my younger brother, and I get a picture together. Act like we love each other. Because especially in pictures, like, he doesn't smile. He's like, because I think in the army, like, they tell you not to smile. Or you have to be, like, so serious. So I got next to him, sat next to him. He's put his arm around me, and, like, we're hugging, we're smiling, and it's, like, just cute. I cheated on that. And then yesterday, after lunch, I got a chocolate lava cake with ice cream, whipped cream, and strawberries. I ate the whole thing by myself. Even though I shared it with 8 other people, I was like, here, guys, have some. I think the only person who actually took a bite was my dad.
Okay.
I don't remember. I ate the whole thing by myself, and I felt like such a fat. Sorry, language.
I can mark it as explicit.
Actually,
I think this is another sidetrack. I mark all of them as explicit.
Yeah, because my mouth, it depends on what comes out. Like, it felt amazing to, like, indulge. Because I don't indulge that much anymore.
Yeah.
As you know. But my favorite treat... I'm not even in the ice cream fan anymore.
I'm not either.
Like, at the beach, there's a store, Roosters, across the street from us, and they do ice cream. So usually, as a kid, oh my gosh, every night after dinner, let's go get ice cream. Like, I want my Reese's thing. Now, I eat one for the whole month, whole year. No, oh my God, the whole summer. My brain right now. The whole summer, I usually eat one ice cream for the whole summer.
Okay.
And even when we go out to dinner in the summer, I don't order dessert. But I think since it was, like, my event yesterday, and I was being treated, so I was like, we'll do chocolate lava cake. So, if I don't have a, okay, I do not have a favorite birthday treat now.
Okay.
I don't. You can give me a fruit salad, and I'm content with it.
Yeah.
Like, that. I'm happy with the least effort you can put into a dessert for me now. Okay. Like, I don't want cake. I don't want cupcakes. I don't want cookies. Mm-hmm. I don't want sugary things. Give me a bowl of fruit salad. I'm content. Sorry.
That's fair.
Yes. All right.
Okay. So, I'm going to change the next question ever so slightly.
Okay.
If you are having a cake for the event, if you're having an event, do you buy a cake or do you make a cake?
Mostly buy it. But in the past, like for Mother's Day, I have, sorry, I know this isn't on the topic, but for Mother's Day and my sister's birthday the 1 year, I actually handmade a cake and hand wrote. With like, and it looks like a 3-year-old wrote it. I'm like trying to write with the icing. What? It's the thought that counts.
Indeed, indeed.
My sister made the best. It was a Mother's Day cake. Key lime cake.
Okay.
It was delicious.
Mm-hmm.
So good. And I'm not a key lime pie fan at all. Mm-hmm. I don't like that. But this was good. This was really good.
Okay.
I'll have to see if I can get the recipe from her.
Okay.
Like, I would rather make a cake because it's more fun. But if it's kind of cheaper because you just need the cake mix and you have all the other ingredients in your house instead of paying almost $25 for a cake that has just pure sugar on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the icing alone is, like, an inch thick.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't. Like, even, like, when I've seen people do, like, first birthdays for their kids, and, like, it's all icing. Like, the icing is, like, an inch, like, this thick, and the cake is, like, 12 inches underneath it. But I don't do measurements for, you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
It's all icing. It's just all pure sugar. I can't. What about you?
Pretty much the same.
Yeah.
The cake.
If it's easier to make it.
There's one cake that I like that it's a Mary Berry.
Cake.
Yeah, it's the chocolate
beet
cake.
Oh my God. That. Dang delicious. And I love beets. Okay. I'm a beet girl.
Mm-hmm.
But like it. You would not think chocolate and beets, the vegetable, would go together at all.
And it's so good.
It is so good. I don't even taste the chocolate. I taste the beets more. But it is a process to make, though, because the beets, you have to. Mm.
You have to peel them,
skin
them, whatever
you
want to call it.
And
then
you have to wear gloves, or else your fingers will be dyed purple for, like, the rest of your life.
You have to cover your whole workspace because it's going to stain your counter.
Yes.
And
I know.
And, like, a lot of bakeries around here, I've asked, and they're like, oh, no, I won't make that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, so I normally get a bakery cake from wherever.
Mm-hmm. You got the Star Wars cake from.
Yeah.
That was really good.
The, this year from this zoo event, we might be getting like a proper bakery cake, not like a deli bakery.
Yeah. Is it gonna be like a sheet cake? Because there's gonna be how many people? Like 6, 5?
We're up to 17 now.
Holy. Holy sugar. Holy guacamole.
That includes me, my mom, and my sister.
Yeah.
But like, that's everyone who's invited so far. We're up to 17.
Have you got any RSVPs yet?
No. Because I haven't sent out the invitations.
Okay.
But I got the invitations there with me.
Okay.
So. But,
I just RSVP'd. I'll still RSVP to you.
Okay.
Even though I just did.
Yeah, if it's the chocolate beetroot cake from Mary Berry's,
that is banging. If you make that, I will eat it. I will eat that. With
I believe in
no trouble.
I believe it was called a Berry Royal Christmas. Let me check. But it was, yeah, a very royal Christmas. She was working with Prince and Princess of Wales at the time. They were the Cambridges, William and Catherine. And they made the cake in honor of Prince Louis.
Aww.
And I was like, that looks good. And then I tried it and I was like, this is good.
It is good. You made it around Christmas time?
Yeah.
And I came over.
And then I made it for...
I took some home. I put it in the basement and I, like, the next day I was like, I need something to eat. So I ate the rest of that piece you gave me.
So I'm like, if I'm making that, I have to make it.
Yeah. Because no, I don't, as but, you said, nobody else will make it because it's so messy.
So I was like, okay. Yes, I'm just going to have to make it myself.
Yeah.
So I make it myself. Oh my gosh, that's an adorable cake. And that is not what I was going to show you, but I need to keep that in mind. I will show you after the podcast.
Okay.
This next one.
This question's going to be a doozy.
Yeah.
What is your worst birthday memory?
14th birthday.
Okay.
So my godmother passed away a week before my birthday.
Oh.
And Aunt Jean had her funeral on my birthday.
I thought that date sounded so familiar when I came. I was like, wait a minute, isn't this?
Yeah, so
you got double whammied.
And so I was still upset that, and we said that, we have said, Aunt Jean wasn't one who was like, oh, it's your birthday, let's not traumatize you.
Yeah.
It's, we need to get it done, it's been a week, we have to bury her. And it was like, okay.
Yeah.
Whereas if it had been Aunt Jean who had passed first, because this was like, she died on 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
My birthday is September 18th. So it was literally a week later.
Yeah.
And not 9/11 2001. It was like 9. Let me double check what year it was, because I'm not good at math, friends. Fun fact about Shay. When I went to college and they did the Accuplacer test, I scored great on reading and writing.
Yeah. Math, you probably got a 4.
Math, I had to go 3 under remedial.
Holy cow.
I am not good at math.
That sounds like me too. I hate math. I don't know how I survived my math classes.
September 11th, 2009. She passed away. So, my Aunt Jean, who was her mother, was like, well, great Aunt Jean.
Yeah.
Was like, it's been a week. We got a barrier.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, so it might have been the viewing on my actual birthday and the funeral and burial the next day. But either way, it was horrible.
Yeah.
Because she was, like, my favorite person.
Yeah.
And then she passed away from an extremely aggressive cancer.
Oh.
And then it was also the first funeral I had ever been to.
Really?
Because my parents, like, tried to shield me from it because we lost a lot of people when I was younger. And they were like, she's already losing people. We don't want to traumatize her worse by having her see them.
I've been to so many funerals.
So I was like, okay. Her name was Donna. I'm going to her funeral. And then Aunt Jean was just like, it's on your birthday. I was like, what?
Yeah. Oh,
and so,
no.
Worst birthday was
easily.
That
you definitely topped me. I don't think I could think of a horrible birthday that I had.
But like we said, if it had been the other way around, and if Aunt Jean had passed before Donna, same date, Donna Donna would have been conscientious of the fact that it was my birthday.
Yeah, she would have been like, hey, let's move it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's in the past now. It's been
so many years.
What? 16 years now? So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I can't. I don't
I cannot think of a really bad birthday that I've had.
That is good.
Unless either that or I...
You blocked it out.
Well, I can't think back that far. All right. I got nothing.
Okay. Baby Tarzan. I'm going to show you the picture of baby Tarzan when we're done. Okay. Is there any birthday party you remember that you would change?
Probably my 21st.
Okay.
It was, sorry for the language, shitty. All we did was just go out to dinner. And I had like two drinks and that was it. Okay. It was like the lamest thing ever. I think we went to Redstone. Redstone Grill and Promenade.
Oh, okay.
Is that still there?
I think so.
Okay. I don't know. I was just there like a couple months ago, like a month ago, and I don't remember. Yeah, because, like, for your 21st birthday, you want to, like, go out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everyone goes, like, bar hopping, like, which I wouldn't have done. I would have rather have stayed in, like, one comfortable spot.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, yeah, no, we just went out to dinner. I had two drinks. And then we went home. That was it.
Okay.
I would have liked to change that one. What about you?
I'm happy with mine. Because there were only, like, the two, so.
Yeah.
Well, actually, correction. I tried to throw myself, like, one when I was either 15 or 16. Whichever one the surprise party was not, I tried to have one for. It's got to be 16 because I was surprised that my friends weren't doing it for the milestone birthday and work. Like, I was so thankful that they threw me a party
because
they did not have to. And I was, like, crying. I was, like, so happy. But I tried to, at my beach cottage, well, Aunt Jane's beach cottage, the next year, and no one came.
Oh, my gosh.
So I would have had more people show up for that.
Yeah.
Because, actually, I'm wrong. My one friend who I don't speak to anymore, you've never met.
Okay.
Her, I don't think. Because she stopped talking to me right at high school. Okay. Like, we graduated and she cut me off.
Hmm.
And I have no idea why, but I think it has
maybe you were just convenient during high school, and then after high school she was like, skirt, bye.
Yeah. But I wish her the best.
Yeah.
I think, when I think about her, I have no bad feelings.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of like,
it is what it is.
Friendship,
yeah.
But
it is what it is.
I wish her the best.
Yeah.
So, she came with us, and she slept over there. And then a friend of mine who lived closer to the beach cottage, she lived in, like, Marmara at the time.
Okay.
She came. She was like, so I had sent her an invitation, and she called me at the cottage. And she was like, are you still actually doing that? And I was like, yeah. She's like, oh. So she came for a couple hours, so that was good. But it was just the three of us. So it was like,
eh.
We had bought all this food and stuff, and it was just,
and like, that one, it's just going to waste with only these three people.
So, yes. And we kind of have already answered the next one.
Yeah.
Which is, did you invite friends to your birthday parties or birthday events?
Yes.
Yes.
Sometimes. Sometimes. Like, if it's like a family event, it's just family members. But if it's, like, a pre-birthday, like, with this year, you and I can't, because, I don't, like, the older I get, the less I want a birthday party. It's really bad. It's, like, I'm at the age where I'm just, like, I just want to be left alone. Leave me alone. Like, I don't mind, but, like, when it gets too people-y, and, like, everyone's staying longer than they should, I'm just like, go home! And, like, this year I was trying to go to Mercantile 1888 to treat myself. Since it's a zero-proof little place. And I like it. It's cute. I know the I know one of the people that work there. That's what I was going to do, but I realized if I took off on my birthday, I could have spent more time there. I won't be able to.
Ah, okay.
And I don't think they're open on Sundays. So,
I'll eventually get there. Back there. Younger, yes, I invited, like, 8 of my friends. But now, it's just I only invite, if I ever, like, I don't throw parties anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at all. I would love a graduation party, but that ain't happening. So I was going to invite you, your mom, mm-hmm. your sister. Family members, friends of mine, and all that stuff, but I'm not getting that. But birthday parties now, I'm really like a curmudgeon on my birthday. Literally, I am literally the Grinch. Like, the older I get, I want to be left alone. I want to be left alone on that hilltop.
Mount Crumpet.
I want to be left alone with my dog and nobody else. But as a kid, I loved the attention. Like, we all love the attention, but, like, now as I get older, I'm just like, leave me alone.
Yeah.
I want to be left alone. I want to go hiking in Batsto by myself or, like, invite you. Or I want to just sit and just vegetate by myself or just go for a walk by myself or go for a bike ride by myself or just go to Mercantile 1888 by myself. Does nobody get the point that I'm trying to make? I want to be left alone on my birthdays. I'm like, even like with like the family stuff, like I like it, but after dinner, go home, leave, pack up and leave. I don't overstay. Like, I understand, like, you want to, like, my one family member helps do the dishes, like, after family events. I'm like, it's great, good, but you have the furthest drive. Go home. You live all the way at the beach house. Go home. I will do the dishes. I'm home. I have nowhere to go after that. Like, when I'm set on something, after, like, birthday parties or Christmas, whatever, or dinner events, I do the dishes because I have major OCD of my system. Everybody else, go home. Just go home. After dinner, go home. Pack up and go. I want to be left alone. I'm so old. I'm so grouchy when I hit that mental wall by 6 o'clock. Right after dinner, I'm like, all right, I got your gifts. Hi, have fun. Thank you for coming. There's a door. Don't let it hit you in the ass on the way out. Sorry if I offended some people, but that's how I am right now. And that's how I will always be from now on. Come for like 2 hours, stay for dinner, and then leave. Don't stay like the whole 5.5 hours. Come, show up for dinner, open the gifts, have cake, sing, bye. Please leave me alone. I have work the next day. I'm like other people who don't work full time. Like, I know people like work like 2 or 3 days a week. I work Monday through Friday, nonstop. And I have to be up early. I'm up by like 6:30. Because I have to get my body up and everything. All right, anyway, sorry.
Okay. Do you want to do the next one?
Do you have several birthday events each year or just one?
I try to just have one, but like if there's people who don't get along, I'll do like separate ones. Or like the reason we're doing my birthday when we're doing it this year is so that more people can come.
Yeah. Which makes sense. Yeah.
September's such a busy month for so many people.
I have a birthday party to go to in September. For a family member.
And a lot
and
of...
And we're still at the beach.
And a lot of us work in child care education.
We don't get the breaks that everyone thinks that I get. I don't. I work winter, summer, fall. The only time I get off is the week of Christmas, New Year's. That's it. That's the only break. And Memorial Day, that, and then 4th of July, that's it. And Thanksgiving, and Black Friday. That's
day.
It.
It's not you don't.
I don't get a whole week off.
You don't get breaks.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
I wish, but the thing is, I'm not getting paid for that. So,
how about you? Do you just do one, or do you have a couple?
We do one.
Okay.
I think when we were younger, with Jack, my younger brother, and I, we would do two because he was first. And then me, but then we realized, hey, listen, we're going to have to start combining. You guys are literally 6 days apart. Just combine them. So every, like, my mom's side can come, like, my grandma and my aunt. And then my dad's side can come, like my uncles, my aunts, like my mom when she was still alive. He would just combine them, which was good, but chaotic. Looking back, it was very chaotic back then. But now we just combine them. It's easier, and we just do one big one. Well, we'll do like a small one, like my mom, my dad, my younger brother. That will be on Tuesday. So that will be on my actual birthday. That will be like a small, like, let's just go out to dinner. I'm like, if I go out to dinner one more time this week, I'm going to blow a circuit. I want to stay home. No, it's not like I, but with everything going on, it's just, it's, my brain is like, no more going out. No more going out. I want you to stay home.
Okay.
But, and then we're doing like big family, like with my other relatives. Like my sibling, my other siblings are coming and we're going to be at the beach. So, which I think it'll be nice, but it's going to be very chaotic.
Yeah.
And it's, that's when my brain's going to be like, after dinner, go home. After dinner, go home, go home. Yeah. So basically, we try to do one. Now that we're older, we just try to do one. What is the next milestone birthday you will hit? How far away is it?
I'll be 30 in September.
Woo!
Gosh.
Welcome to the 30 Club.
I'm still not sure how I feel about this.
Oh, it could be worse. You could be hitting 40.
True.
Or 50. Or 60. So, think of it that way. I'm not hitting a milestone. I'm 34, okay? I'm like 6 years away from 40. That's scaring me.
Yeah.
That is scaring me. But, eh.
Okay. Do you think that birthdays should be celebrated month, week, or just that day?
Just that day. Your birthday is not the whole month. Unlike somebody that you and I used to work with would be like in April. It's my month! Like the second, like 1st of April, I'm like, April Fools, this is a joke. Now, like, I was like, okay. Every day she would bring in, like, balloons or, like, she'd have the room decorated for the entire month. And our boss was like, I get it. But she favored this person.
Yeah.
And she would leave it up. And I'm like, that's not fair to everybody else who has birthdays. And then when we talk about our birthdays all, like, year long, like, oh my gosh, I'm like, 2 more days until my birthday. She'd eye roll at us. I'm like, but you let this girl have the whole month of April to celebrate her birthday. How is that fair?
Yeah.
I just do just that day. But if, as I said before, I do just that day, but then we're also doing a family.
Yeah.
Like, a couple weeks later, which, because that's when everyone can be there. I'm going to just be like, I don't want anything for my, I really don't. For my birthday this year, I just want to be left alone. That's it. I just want to be left alone. If someone can give me a new iPhone 15, that'd be great. I would love a new iPhone 15, which I know I'm not getting. I'm not getting a corgi puppy. Those are the only two big things I want. I love what you guys gave me. I truly do. That was awesome. Like, I loved it. If you guys could, like, hear my reaction when I opened their gifts, I fangirled on tour. It was awesome. I loved it. Just the day. But, like, if you know you, like, how you're doing it, that's great. Just not the whole month.
Yeah.
And I think a day or, like, maybe, like, a weekend. Like, I can do it, I can do, like, if your birthday falls on, like, a Thursday.
Yeah.
Then have that Friday, Saturday, Sunday to celebrate. That's great. Perfect. That I can accept. Not the whole freaking month. Sorry for my language. Not the whole freaking month. It's just, it's, your birthday is the day you were born. You weren't born the whole month of April. That would have been weird.
Yeah.
What about you? Sorry. Same. I went on our tangent again. I'm so sorry.
I'm like, your day, and then like,
it's like for
whatever
you.
Day you celebrate it.
Yeah.
Because so many people, like, especially when the kids are little, are like, I'm not celebrating the birthday on the actual birthday because people can't come or whatever, or it's a Thursday, whatever.
Yeah.
So, your actual birthday and whatever day you choose to celebrate it, but not a whole week, not a whole month, unless you're going on like a week cruise for your birthday.
Yes.
Or
that would be fine.
Stuff like
if you're going out of town to celebrate
Your
birthday, that's great for you.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to hear about it the whole month.
Yeah. Yeah, like a month is too much.
Yeah. It's obnoxious. It's people pleasing. I don't know. I was going to say add something and I completely forgot. I'm drawing a blank. All right, continue.
Okay. I typed this wrong.
Okay.
But it says, where is your favorite birthday cake? That was meant to say, what is your favorite birthday cake?
What is my favorite birthday cake?
Like, that you've ever had or that you...
Chocolate.
Okay.
With, like, vanilla icing. I'm a chocolate girl. Not, I used to be a chocolate girl. What about you? I don't mind strawberry shortcake either. That would have been good.
Chocolate raspberry.
Have I had that with you?
Yes. Remember, it was the giant slice mom sent when I slept over at your house one year.
You're going to have to refresh a little bit more.
Because we were getting ready for Christmas.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And she was like, okay, well, it's your birthday, too, so take some cake for you and David over to eat.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And it was like this huge.
We literally just split it in half, and I think we had a little Wawa to get milk.
Because it was so rich.
It was so rich. Like, we both took a bite, and we're both looking at each other. We didn't even swallow the piece of cake yet. We were just like,
this is a lot.
We're like, this is, like, my taste buds are, like, exploding right now.
Yeah.
It was very good.
It was.
Very rich, though. I do remember that. Now that you said it.
And the slice was thick. As big as my kit.
It was a pretty long slice.
Okay.
Are you a surprise party person or not?
That one time I was, but like now I'd probably punch somebody in the throat
in self-defense.
I'd be like not intentionally, but like
as a reaction.
Like my self-defense would be like, no!
No, thank you.
Somebody jumps at me and screams surprise. I'm like,
I love surprise parties. If it's for me, but if it's for somebody else, I'm like, I have to like learn to keep my mouth shut.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, this is boring. I'm like, that was so selfish. That came out so selfish. I know it did. Because in the past, I had to keep my mouth shut for somebody else's surprise party, and somebody else threw this person's surprise party, and we were invited, and we had to mingle with, and I just really wasn't in the mood.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I'm not in the mood, you will know.
Yeah.
Like, you've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I've set you off, and I know I've set off a lot of people in the past. But even now, like, I can slightly control, but... if I know right away where we are going and I don't want to go, I'm going to be a buzzkill the whole day, the whole time. I will have to be fake, but I don't like being fake nice to people when I don't want to be there. It sounds rude, but it's just like, I'm at that age where I don't want to be forced to go when I don't want to go.
Yeah.
If it's on a day that you catch me on a good day, yeah, I'll go. I'll be happy to go.
Yeah.
But if it's on a day that, hey, I already had plans, now I have to cancel my plans, I would be so mad.
Yeah.
I am a surprise party person. So I got surprised in middle school. My mom said, oh, hey, we have to sign up Jack for bowling class. I was like, bowling class? I was like, what the heck are you talking about? We went to Medford Lanes. I want to get Jack private lessons to bowl so he can... I was like... And, like, I believe my mom, okay? So I'm like, okay. We literally are walking up to the front counter, and, like, we turn. I'm like, I thought we have to... Mom, where are you going? She goes, no, just follow me. It was a picture of me. My arms are like this. And this is the day... We had a dance that day, too. So we... Literally, it was from, like, 5 to, like, 7. The dance was at 7:30 on a Friday.
Oh, my gosh.
So my mom goes, oh, hey, we have to go stop by Medford Lane. So Jack wants to do bowling lessons or something. I was like, okay. And I'm literally, my arms are crossed, and I'm looking, and my face is like, my face is so surprised. My friend made the birthday cake for me, which is all purple.
Aww.
And the cake was purple, too. And it was nice. Like, that kind of, like, not expected. And, like, the 30th surprise party that you threw for me. But, like, I already knew about it.
Yeah.
So, like, I had to act surprised. And, like, the extra surprise you brought or invited, that was good. But, yeah. Like, the little small surprises are great. But, like, if it's, like, a big, like, a huge, and I know about it, it's complicated. I do like surprise parties.
Okay.
Only if it's... I'm kidding. I'm not that selfish. I was when I was younger, though.
Okay. Now, this is interesting.
Oh, boy.
If you could invite any three celebrities to your birthday, who would they be?
Chris Evans.
Okay.
Anakin. I meant Hayden Christensen. Oh my god! I'm staring at the Darth Vader poster you have in this room, and I'm like, Hayden Christensen, Chris Evans, and oh my gosh, a lot of celebrities that I like. What's my other favorite? Does Roy McIlroy count? He's a pro golfer.
You can count him.
Okay. Oh yeah, Roy McIlroy.
Okay. Josh Hutcherson.
Oh, go figure on that one. Jason Momoa. Oh, we can do axe throwing with him. Sorry, guys. I just got sidetracked.
So, Hutcherson, definitely.
Yeah, I kind of figured that one.
Suga of BTS.
Jimin, Tae, and V. Tae and V are the same person. Whatever. JK, Tae, and Jimin.
Okay. So
sorry, guys. I just added three more people.
And then who would be my third celebrity?
Okay, not Radcliffe.
No.
No? Really? What about the guy from... Wait. Could it be... Does it have... Celebrities mean boy and girl.
Yeah.
What if we did three celebrities alive or dead? Would that make it more interesting?
I'm not sure. It's definitely Josh Hutcherson.
I kind of figured Josh Hutcherson.
Maybe say
Betty White. I would so invite Betty White.
She would be a fun
party
person.
So I'm adding Betty White. Sorry, I know it's at three, but I invited like seven. See, this is why he can't follow directions when we ask a question.
Can I say Mickey Mouse?
Sure. Wait, the guy who plays Mickey Mouse or the actual character?
The character.
Sure.
Sweet. I want Mickey Mouse.
I want Cinderella.
Okay.
I need a princess. I need an evil guy and a good guy. A good person. Chancellor Palpatine.
Now, in that case, I'm throwing Samuel Jackson in there.
Star Wars birthday party for both of us together?
Ah.
And just like the red caboose
hotel.
Yes. Ian McGregor, too. Come on, you gotta add him.
Oh, remind me to show you later.
Okay.
After this. I'll just put it on the list of tabs that's open on the computer to show you. But they released.
My God, that was funny.
Revenge of the Sith ears.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But, yes.
Sorry, guys, this is why we can't. We don't... When we read a question, when other people pop up in our heads, we don't follow that. We don't answer properly.
Okay. You want to do the next one?
Yeah. Are you reflective on birthdays, or do you look at the future? Look to the future, sorry.
Kind of both.
Excuse me. Kind of both?
But more so looking to the future.
Okay. I did say I want to be married by 40 and have kids before 40.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't happening. I'm single. I'm not really reflective on my birthday. I'm really not. The thing that I do is I kind of look back on a little bit, which I know I shouldn't. Mm-hmm. The past, blah, 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 whatever. I think I do a little bit of both. Okay. If that makes sense. I reflect a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, oh, well, next year, what am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll be 35. Well, I'll be 34 this year.
Mm-hmm.
In 3 days. When this posts, it'll be after my birthday.
Yeah.
So I probably should have said that. Mm-hmm. I do a little bit of both. I think I do a little bit of both, but I also think of like, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, it's just another number.
Okay. Final question.
Yes.
What is your zodiac sign and do you relate to it?
Oh, I am Taurus. And yes, hell yes, I relate to it. I'm a stubborn ass bull. You kidding me? I'm artistic, yet stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fun, yet stubborn. I actually have some quotes that I saved. A Taurus, like, when they are mad,
mm-hmm.
you better just run. Don't even ask. Just run. You better run away from me. Run for the hills. Because if you piss me off,
mm-hmm.
when I catch you in a lie, and I know you did me wrong,
mm-hmm.
run. Just run. But some mm-hmm. days, I'm learning that I can't always control that things. I can't control things that are out of my control, my own control.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm learning that still. But yeah, I definitely relate to Taurus. I'm artistic in my own way,
mm-hmm.
and that other people can't see, and I love that. And yeah, I am stubborn as hell.
Okay,
I'm gonna be honest. What are you?
I'm a Virgo.
Virgo. Okay.
And I just had to look up Virgo tendencies.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know. But it's hardworking, loyal,
mm-hmm.
perfectionism, analytical, attention to detail, intelligent, supportiveness, critical, analytical, mm-hmm. and detail-oriented. Those are just the top ones from Google, and I relate to those.
Yeah.
So, but yes, I am.
I'm looking back. They know I have some Taurus quotes. I know I do. I just saved a whole bunch of them. Oh, it's all probably on Pinterest, that's why. I have so many Taurus quotes on Pinterest. Some of them are kind of... all these are very spot on for me. I gotta find them. But yeah, the whole, like, being stubborn situation, oh yeah. I am definitely a Taurus. Like, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
I am stubborn. I'm fun, yet stubborn. Taurus. Here's one. Taurus do not tolerate being blamed for things they didn't do. I hate that. I truly hate that. Yes, I hate being blamed for stuff that I didn't do. Yeah, that is one of my pet peeves. I hate it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to look up Taurus quotes because some of these are really good. I don't even know how you spell Taurus. This is really sad.
T-A-U-R-U-S, I think.
Yeah. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Taurus, they smile like they've never cried, fight like they've never lost, love like they've never been hurt, and live like they'd die tomorrow. Yeah, that one's iffy. Here, ready? This is so me. A Taurus is extremely kind and sweet until you betray them. Then death is better. Oh yeah, big time.
Okay.
Here it is. Here's one of my two top ones. Taurus, most likely to go from sweet to heartless in a matter of seconds, depending on how bad you cross me. And Taurus are generally tough to figure out because they answer every question with a question.
Okay.
No, I can't read that one because that's not true.
This one.
That's not true. That's not true for me. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Alrighty. Give me a minute. Let me get back. Okay.
Okay. Is that it for today?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it is.
With that, yet another episode of Candidly Eclectic has come to a close. Thank you so much for tuning in. We really appreciate the support. And as always, you can contact us at candidlyeclecticpod@gmail.com or follow us on at Candidly Eclectic Podcast on Instagram. Catch us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Podcast Index, Fountain, and True Fans. Next episodes drop on Wednesdays. We'd love to hear your feedback. Hope you have an awesome day. We'll see you again next time.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.